Last week, officials from the Department of Housing and Urban Development admitted that they purposefully delayed sending hurricane relief to Puerto Rico. Here's David Wall, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Community Planning and Development at HUD, speaking to members of Congress.
We had a difficult choice to make, protect the funds and come before you today to explain missing the deadline, or come before you in a year to explain why we released billions of dollars in funds that were wasted and did not go to the people who needed the most, which is the people of Puerto Rico.
On the island, thousands of homes are still damaged and power outages continue to be a frequent occurrence. Here's Representative Nydia Velasquez from New York's 7th District confronting HUD Secretary Ben Carson at a House Financial Services hearing last week.
3,000 people die in Puerto Rico under your watch. And I will ask for your administration, HUD, to send to Congress and to this committee every communication related to Puerto Rico. And you know what, sir? We're going to find out what motivated for you to withhold this money for the people of Puerto Rico.
I spoke with Nicole Acevedo, NBC News digital reporter, who's been covering the delay in sending hurricane relief to Puerto Rico.
We knew it was going to take a long time, but what people are kind of worried about now is that even the first couple of billions that are supposed to get to the island are taking a while. Mm. And it seems that it may be, if we thought it was going to be 10 years, at this pace, it might be 20, 30 years. They need it's very, very urgent right now in the island.
What kind of money are we talking about here? Was this HUD money?
So essentially, the two main agencies dealing with funding for hurricane recovery are FEMA and HUD. So HUD is the one that it's very critical just because we're talking about infrastructure. The HUD money, it's supposed to go through for those purposes, right? They allocated $20 billion. Puerto Rico has only seen 1.5 of that money so far.
Now, we saw a very tense exchange between Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez and HUD Secretary Ben Carson. Carson said that the decision to withhold funding was, quote, dictated by common sense. What do you make of his explanation there? And what does he mean by common sense?
HUD officials have repeatedly said what happened this summer, given the mass protests that ousted then-Governor Ricardo Rosselló, common sense dictates that an island going through that kind of stuff cannot receive federal money.
What? Is that legal, though?
Congress is saying, no, we told you there is a deadline that we mandated that you should be able to publish a funding notice for Puerto Rico and 17 other states that were stricken by disasters. And what we found out last week during the hearing was that senior leadership met and they said, OK, we're going to meet the deadline for 17 other states. And we are going to consciously leave out Puerto Rico because we don't feel confident that what's happening in the island means that they're ready to get this funding.
But the charges here are also that HUD, under the Trump administration, which has been antagonistic, to say the least, towards Puerto Rico, is using politics instead of actually helping the Puerto Rican people, right? I mean, that's really what this boils down to.
Exactly. And yeah. I mean, and this is part of a bigger pattern, right? This funding notice, the reason Congress even put this deadline of September 4th in the first place was because they were supposed to give this money out in June. But even before that, for the $1 billion that they got in the beginning of the year, they also delayed it and they kept saying that it was because of the government shutdown. That was one of the longest ones in U.S. history. So there's this pattern that they keep always putting an excuse to delay funding for Puerto Rico. And that's why Puerto Ricans cannot even start that process. They cannot even start planning ahead without, you know, the cooperation of the agencies.
So if the agencies keep saying no, then the money will never get there?
We'll never get there, yeah. Mm.
Nicole Acevedo is a reporter for NBC News Digital. Nicole, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.